Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Mike Manitow.
Hi, just a minute, Mike.
Mike, this is very secret, but George Ball came in last night and wants to resign to go to work for Humphrey. So, we're trying to find a replacement to announce. I've talked to Mansfield. And I've talked to Dirksen, I've talked to Aiken, I've talked to Sparkman, and I've suggested that we give consideration to Russ Wiggins, the fellow, the editor, the political editor of the Post, who's very respected by all of them and very knowledgeable in foreign affairs, and they all thought that he would be all right. And it's just for a month or two. Russ will be there anyway. But I don't think we can do much about Ball, and we don't want him in politics from working from there. So I thought you ought to know about it. I talked to Sparkman. He said he'd be fine with him. I've asked Sparkman if he couldn't get a little hearing tomorrow to kind of have the fella if we could. I don't know. What about it now? So much for that. Don't say a word about it, though, until we get it cleared. We haven't even got the name checks or anything like that, and I don't know that we could get him down here. He's up in Maine. And, but I checked with Aiken and Sparkman. They're all right. They say Hickenlooper's gone.
Yes.
I don't know who else to check with. I checked with Mansfield and Dirksen, so I guess those are the acting ones. Or if you think of anybody else, well, do it. Now, on the McLaughlin thing, Ambassador Clark talked to, he doesn't want his name used, talked to Yarbrough. Yarbrough said he didn't have anything to do with it, but he is sure the committee would never report this fellow back. That not only had he and his wife had the same thesis, but they had copied it from a Marine document. Well, they do have a lot of stuff from their reference material in the Marine document, and they both gave citations, gave credit for it. They couldn't cite the page, but because the document hadn't been released, and they had to get presidential approval to do that back in 1954 in Eisenhower's day. But the Board of Regents looked into that, and that's just a red herring. He cited the document that they took the information from, and every thesis cites studies, that's what it is. It's research. But they're trying to make something of it, and Yarbrough said that he didn't think they'd ever report it back. I thought you ought to know that, and perhaps we ought to try to get Yarbrough down here, because I don't imagine those 8,000 students would like it very much, everybody there, if he's going to do this. I talked to Sparkman. Sparkman said that he didn't see anything wrong with it. He read the article in the Post and thought it was funny that they were raising hell about him having the same material. A lot of people have joint thesis. There's not anything novel about that. Now, will you, I wish you'd make the necessary checks and talk with Morris. He's, Yarbrough told...
I talked to Morris, Mr. President. I did that last night. He has absolutely no interest in this.
Well, Yarbrough told Ambassador Clark that Morris was the one that was raising hell.
No. Well, he told me that he had no interest.
It's just, you know, for a few weeks over there. Well, he said that Sparkman said Carl Marcy had come to him and stirred it up. Can you find out from Marcy who has done it then?
Yes, I talked to Carl last night.
Yeah?
He indicated that it was done at the Yarbrough's request. Well, not at his request. Yarbrough had raised the issue, but another member of the committee he would not identify as the one who asked. I got the impression from talking to Senator Morris that it was John Wesley. But I am on this, and I will do some more work on it.
Please do that and let us know what to do. If necessary, we ought to have Coyne McLaughlin go see Williams, whoever they need to see,
right. Because
this is unjust. And I think they'll see it when they realize it. We don't care where he goes. It's not anything except a smear.
Right.
Okay.
All right, sir.